The Cuomo administration continues to urge people to remain at home as the total number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise statewide. WAER's John Smith spoke with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul about the pandemic.
Of course, we're all talking about the coronavirus response these days. And Kathy, what are some of the key things that you want people to know during this time?
Well, our message has not changed, and that simply is that social distancing is what is going to save lives at this point, because this virus spreads like wildfire. If you look at the numbers that are now coming out of New York City just as recently as yesterday, and the governor will give another update today as he always does, it is doubling every 3 days. And that's a rate that we didn't anticipate based on what we've seen in other countries. So I'm getting back to what people can do to protect themselves and their families, and that is to stay isolated. This will die out after 14 days if every single person didn't come in contact with other people, which is almost an impossibility, except that is how we are going to save lives. So that's the toughest part for people, not being able to go to work. It's affected our economy. It's affected people's mental health and emotional well-being. It's put a lot of stress on families or people living alone. We understand all that, but this is a crisis that will have an end date. And the question is, how many people will we lose to this because people have been inconsiderate or disrespectful of other people by ignoring these rules? But if people stay isolated, that's the first thing they can do.
We are seeing a higher number of cases here in Onondaga County in central New York. Are you worried at all about complacency, even though that we're mostly staying in, most businesses are closed and so forth?
No, there cannot be complacency, and that is why I am camped out upstate to focus on our upstate response. We are preparing for the worst, and so that means that our hospitals will be getting what they need, but again, it's limited resources. The demand right now is New York City, but that does not mean that there's not constant conversations and efforts being made by our healthcare professionals, our county executives who are stepping up to the plate, working so closely with us, our mayors. Everyone is had a sense of urgency, so I can guarantee there is no complacency, because a single death is alarming, but we're going to see these numbers go up higher and higher. And the governor saying what you see in New York City is the future, and if we can contain the worst of it in New York City and address those needs there, that's better for upstate. But we're already seeing the numbers go up all the way from, you know, the first cases in other counties that hadn't been touched before, as well as numbers in our state capital going up in Erie County and Monroe and of course Onondaga. So we are very attentive to the upstate needs as well.
And the first COVID-19 related death in Onondaga County was just announced. What is going to be key for the best outcomes in the coming days or the next week?
Well, the best outcomes will be that it's contained, because every person took the responsibility that they have to each other and stayed away from them. That isolation, as dire as it sounds, is the only remedy, because this virus will die out. And if it's not spread, someone has it and they're self-isolating for 14 days, staying away from people, that's how we protect others. But that's the easy case, when you know you have the symptoms or you've tested positive. What we have to remind people, you need to go about your life as if you have the coronavirus, because you easily could. This is also such a strange illness that people who don't show any symptoms, they're asymptomatic, could also have it and be carriers and spread it. So if everybody had this mindset to isolate and act as if you have it, and thank God if you really don't have symptoms, because the symptoms and the full-fledged onslaught of this disease is horrible. It's suffocating. If you listen to people who've had to endure this experience, they didn't know if they're going to make it. And I'm not just talking about, you know, 89-year-olds with compromised immune systems. I'm talking about young people in their 30s and 40s who are now describing what it's like to go through this. It is horribly painful. It's worse than pneumonia in terms of how it attacks the lungs. Pneumonia hits your lung in one place. This literally wraps around your lungs and puts pressure on lungs in every aspect of it. So no one wants to get this, but please act as if you already have it. That is how we can prepare and be ready for this onslaught. That's the best advice I can give.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.